That is the North Island Coca-Cola. A $10,000 reward has been on offer for 3 years, but still there is no confirmation of the South Island Coca-Cola. More than 200 possible encounters have been reported, but the grey ghost remains elusive. Inger Perkins is manager of the South Island Coca-Cola Charitable Trust and is with us now. Kia ora.
Good morning.
So you've had quite a lot of potential encounters. That's pretty interesting.
It is interesting, and it gives us hope, and they keep coming. We've had six just since the new year, so they keep coming.
Okay, so whereabouts, is there a cluster or anything like that?
That's what we were hoping to achieve. We've actually had a volunteer's produced an interactive map for us on our website, but actually they're all over the place. There's a few hotspots, particularly just recently. We've had a hotspot up on the Heafy Track up in the northwest of the South Island. People are reporting hearing or seeing a grey bird there, and hollow notes and possible shrieks that could be the South Island Coca-Cola. And also, just recently, St James Walkway or St James Station in the North Canterbury area. We've had a few from there as well. So, yes, it could be anywhere. But so we're encouraging anybody out in the forests, native forests of South Island and Stewart Island, to have their ears and eyes peeled so that they can let us know if they see or hear anything.
Any photographs?
Well, we have had the odd photograph. Mostly we've been able to identify them as something else. It's, you know, it's been a pigeon or a tui or something. But we did have one recently from Southland, which looked to me very much like a South Island Coca-Cola, or a Coca-Cola, a black-faced grey bird. But when we analysed it and tried to zoom in and get the detail and actually look at the location, that it was fairly small but well-protected forest, we've determined that it was probably a juvenile tui. The Coca-Cola wouldn't have survived in that small area of bush.
So I guess, are you getting to the point where you think it's maybe more hopeful that this bird is still around, or is it that people are wanting to see it or hear it?
Lots of hope. We do believe it's out there. Some of the reports we're getting, we've had, of those just over 200 reports that we've had in the last 3 years, we look at every one of them and we grade them and we try and get to the bottom of it and understand people's experience that they have in the forest. So, you know, what do they know about what they're hearing and seeing? And over half of them we've graded as probable or possible. So we really think it's out there. And if you think of the Kahurangi National Park with a Heafy Track going through it, if people are seeing it now and again on a very narrow line through a very large area, there could be others out there in that big space that we just don't know about. So, yes, there's heaps of hope, and we're still keen to find it so that appropriate conservation can begin as soon as possible.
Yeah, you do sound pretty confident that it's out there somewhere.
Definitely. In some of these reports, if you'd spoken to the people that I've spoken to who have reported those encounters, it's really hard to consider that the bird would be anything other than the South Island Coca-Cola. Just one recently on the St James Walkway, the lady's from Tauranga, and she volunteers on a conservation project up there where the North Island Coca-Cola have been reintroduced, so she's very familiar with the call.
Speaking of the call, how similar is it to the North Island bird?
We think it's similar enough that it's a good enough indication. We think it's pretty close. There might have some variations, but we think it's pretty close enough to use as a, first of all, to attract the bird to respond to playbacks, but also as an indication of what people are hearing.
And it sounds a bit like this. That's Inger Perkins, manager of the South Island Coca-Cola Charitable Trust.